Okay, good morning. So we are up to Perek Chet Mishnah Vav. So we are now going to be discussing the halachos as they apply to someone who, in his current state, it would seem like he is ready to eat the Korban Pesach later that night, but in theory, right this second, if he were to eat it, he would mean there's a chance that it may not work out. So let's see what this is. So the first case is actually, for sure it's allowed, but it's a slightly different situation. Ha'onin. A person who is an onin, they just lost a relative. Who midah araisa? He is not allowed to eat anything. He cannot eat from the korban during the day, but rabbinically he can eat at night. So when it comes to an onin, we'll see in a second that the rabbis sort of push away the prohibition for the night in order to eat the korban pesach, which is a mitzvah to araisa. Let's say there was a building that fell down on top of someone, and so they're trapped under the rubble, and so someone is moving away the rocks, the rubble from on top of this person. The issue over here is that so a person's moving away rubble from on top of someone, it could be this person is dead. If this person is dead, then I am obviously going to end up touching this person, which then I'll be tummy mace, and then I for sure will be forbidden from eating the korban pesach. But right now I'm in a status of removing the stones. I don't know what's going to be. Someone who's in prison, who is promised by the people who are imprisoning him that they are going to release him from prison by the night of Pesach, so then at this current point, obviously, he can't eat his korban Pesach, but at night he'll be able to eat it. And a sick person or an old person who say, you know what, don't worry, we are very weak, but we for sure will be able to eat a kazayas of korban Pesach. Shochat in Alain, for all these people, we are allowed to shech the korban Pesach, and the reason why, sort of put onin in its own category, because onin will always be able to have the korban Pesach because the rabbis say it's okay. But in all these other situations where it's sort of like, you know, like a 50-50, the guy who was taking the rubble off the dead person, it could be that he does find a dead person and then he'll be tamei meis, and the person may not be released from prison, right? And the other person, the old people and the sick people, may at the end of the day may not be able to eat. But since in the given status quo, we assume that they will be able to eat, so in all these situations, we shech the korban Pesach for them. Al kulan ain shochet in alein b'fnei atzmam, but says the Mishnah, we don't shech for all these people. If there's a group of sick or elderly people by themselves, we don't shech for them. Why? Because it could come to be that the Pesach will become invalid because none of them will be able to eat it. If none of them will be able to eat, then what do you do with korban Pesach? It's a pot, you create an invalid korban Pesach. So we try not to do that. Try to have at least some people who for sure will be able to eat from it. Lefichach, therefore, if it happens, if it comes to be that there is a psul that one of these people who we just listed does become invalid and they will not be able to eat the korban pesach, we say piturin melasos pesach sheni. Actually, they are exempt from a korban pesach sheni, right? So if a sick person goes into this saying that he could do it, but it turns out he won't be able to do it, he can't eat the korban pesach. Nonetheless, since the korban was shechted for him, he's putzer from this korban pesach sheni, except chutz min hamefakeh bagal, except for the person who is moving the rubble off the person who is dead. And the reason why, because it turns out we didn't know from the beginning, right? But he's been doing this. He essentially became tummy from the beginning, even when the korban pesach was shechted. So since we find that he was tummy from the beginning, should not have brought a korban pesach to begin with. So therefore, he does have to bring a korban pesach sheni. And then finally, Mishnah Zion says a couple more rules. In shochatin as a pesach al yachid, we don't slaughter a korban pesach for just an individual person. Let's say one guy gets up and says, you know what, I want to do some sort of eating competition. I want to see if I can eat the entire sheep by myself. So says the first opinion that we do not allow one single person to sign up to have his own korban pesach by himself. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda has to say. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if a guy wants to do that, please enjoy. And then he even includes, afilu chabura shal mea she'in yicholin le'echol kazayas, even if there's a group of 100 people, right? What you see over here with Rabbi Yossi is that he's trying to stress that it doesn't make a difference how many people are in the group. It could be one or it could be 100. It doesn't make a difference. He says, but if there are 100 people in a group, and in that group there are people who are not able to eat a kazayas for whatever reason, we don't bring the korban pesach for this group. The reason why is because no matter how many people are in the group, we need to make sure that at least every single person can eat a kazayas and will be able to eat a kazayas. If they can't, then we don't shecht for that group. And then one final law of the Mishnah, we don't make a group of women and Canaanite slaves, nor do we make a group of Canaanite slaves and minors. And the reason why is because even though in theory you can make a group of all these people by themselves, of women and of slaves separately, we don't do them together because there's a concern. Maybe there would be, because we know the group has to eat together, there may be some sort of immorality that would happen among the group. Therefore, we don't allow this to happen. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Chet.